I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. How about an evening of catfishing in West Virginia? You know, some of the simplest fishing right now in the Mountain State waters can be some of the most productive. I'll tell you a little more about it when we return.
If your wallet contains photos of your spouse, kids, and at least one trophy bass, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a conservationist. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. Join me and America's 40 million sport shooters and 44 million anglers in celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day. Congress set aside the fourth Saturday of September to thank hunters and anglers for their funding and hard work in fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
The bottom-feeding catfish does not get a lot of attention, but catching them can be loads of fun. Biologist Jeff Hansbarger with the DNR explains, in many cases, the more unusual and stinky your bait, the better.
You can use hot dogs or bubble gum or lots of different things. People use various stink baits and things. Their catfish are like a swimming olfactory bud, like your taste, like your tongue or something, you know, and they really respond to things that smell bad or a cut bait, something like that, and usually use a bottom rig, something with a weight that keeps it down near the bottom, kind of a sliding system with a swivel or a split shot, and a leader type system with a, say, 1/0 to 3/0 hook for smaller catfish, and then bigger if you're going to go for bigger catfish. And also, some people will fish under a bobber.
And West Virginia has three species of catfish to catch. First, the flathead.
The flathead is also called the shovelhead or mudcat, is common to a lot of our rivers and some of our reservoirs, and has been put into some of our bodies of water also by fishermen and accidentally introduced during flooding and events like that. But is native to larger rivers and mainly feeds on live fish, and that's what you usually use for that.
And then there's the channel cat.
Channel catfish is more of a fish that will take cut bait or stink bait or some kind of a bait concoction that you may use. There are lots of different products on the market today for channel cats, and they also feed on live mainly minnows and other bottom critters on the bottom.
And finally, there's the blue cat, an indigenous fish to West Virginia waters that was all but eliminated years ago, but the DNR is engaged in an effort to reintroduce the blue cat to its native range with improved water quality.
Blue catfish is native to the larger rivers and mainly a long time ago have been extirpated, which just means due to our use of the rivers have kind of left the rivers, and now we're bringing them back due to improved water quality and our stocking efforts and get larger. They're more of a blue color. You distinguish them due to the anal fin is different from a channel cat, and then also in the larger specimens they have kind of a higher arched dorsal.
And as we said, catfish are scent feeders rather than sight, so they become more nocturnal, and catching them at night is a great way to spend an evening. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.